This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, August 16th. Weather continues to be the biggest factor for traders. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about the soybean price outlook. First factor is surging ending stock estimates for the coming year. USDA last week pegged ending stocks for the 17-18 season at 475 million bushels. This is from 370 million this year and 197 million bushels last year. So big jump in that figure. If weather and yield improve during the month of August, we could be looking at another half a bushel per acre yield improvement.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 11 and a half at 428 and a half. September corn was down 7 and a half at 355 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 11 and a half, ranging from 509 and a half to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down 10 and a quarter, ranging from 511 and a half to 531 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 11 and three quarters, ranging from 748 and a quarter to 768 and a quarter. Live cattle for August were up a dollar at 109.92 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 305 at 144.95, and September Class 3 milk was down 35 cents at 1684. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.